Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started.
Hey there, and welcome back. So I don't know about you, but sometimes life feels like one big blur. You know, the kind where you're moving fast, doing all the things, but deep down, you know, you're running on fumes. And here's the crazy part, because it's not just about doing the right things or shaming yourself because you stayed up late or you forgot to set your alarm or whatever that is. Because the truth is, like, you could be doing everything right and still feel exhausted. So if you're anything like me, you've had mornings where you wake up so tired from before the day even starts. You went to bed early, you did all the right things, and you got in your 8 hours, you took your supplements, are diligently working through this priority list of taking care of your health and nutrition and minimizing stress. You're doing ample hydration and movement. You're, again, doing all the right things, right?
But
yet, every morning when you open your eyes, you feel like you've been hit by a truck. Like, why? So I know this exhaustion all too well. I mean, believe me, the seasons and transitions that I'm currently in from everything I'm going through with, again, the seasons. I'll just call them that because they're constantly changing. But the seasons of loss, of grief, of caregiving, rebuilding, redefining, running multiple businesses, running behind the scenes, chasing success, proving myself, trying to hold it together on the outside while crumbling on the inside. And if you had asked me how I'm doing, I'd give you the same old response. I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. One day at a time. But I realized that that was not serving me, and it probably is not serving you either. Because what I have realized
is that
it wasn't sleep that was the problem. It was the weight of everything that I was carrying. And this is where I'm going to bring it full circle, because again, a lot of what I share on this podcast is really learned firsthand through my own personal journeys, my lived experiences, through my deep inner work and reflections. I really just a place here that I could share tips and strategies and takeaways and all the things that I personally am going through. Because again, I can never lead from a place I've never been, first of all. So everything and anything I talk about on this podcast, I have firsthand personally experienced it. So it's wild, but again, exhaustion, it's not just physical. It is downright emotional. It is mental. It is spiritual. It's all the stuff you don't talk about because you think you're supposed to be the strong, tough, resilient, confident woman on the outside. But what is happening on the inside? And here is the truth that I'm discovering here is that no amount of sleep can fix the weight of perfectionism. No amount of weight and pressure that you place upon yourself will result to anything other than more exhaustion. No amount of supplements or caffeine will fix your tiredness, the anxieties, depressions, the chaos, the overwhelm. Because all of that is internal, and it feels like this inner world is spinning and spiraling out of control, where you're just desperately trying to make the inner and outer worlds align. But the truth is, you can't out-sleep this pressure. You can't outrun the everyday demands, and you can't hide, even though you want so badly, just to curl back up under your blanket, turn off the lights, and close everything and everything. Because you can't. But trust me, I get it. Because honestly, I'm tired. I am tired of trying to be it all and do it all and have it all. And trying to pull this all together and trying not to look like I'm fumbling and failing my way through, but the reality is I am. And I think that this is something that personally, as I look back at through lines of my life, I realize that the same patterns and the same habits and the same coping mechanism, and so much of the sameness is colored in a different package, but it's addressing similar issues. You know what I'm saying here? Like, even though I could speak the things that I have overcome and experienced, but yet the lesson still continues to show up just in a different setting. So when I talk about exhaustion and sleep, there's so much of this because when we're taking on responsibilities, roles, identities, we're putting on additional pressures, expectations, and demands. And maybe with these new transitions and these new titles that we're carrying, we feel that we have to live up to these standards and this performance of perfectionism or excellence because we want to be the best caretaker. We want to be the best partner. We want to be the best business owner, right? We want to be the best versions of ourselves, but at what cost? That's something that I'm really trying to process in real time, because as much as these roles and identities that I'm carrying right now are very much important and the prioritization is right there, I'm just wondering how I fit into this equation for the long haul. Because a lot of times we pick up these hats and these roles because that's what we have to do. Like, we have to be resilient. Somebody has to step in. Somebody has to do those things. And sometimes that somebody, by default, is you. And when I say that I'm tired, and I genuinely get it, it's because, again, that mindset and that mentality is a former pattern and a form of belief of ours that we have to be the one to show up. And when we show up, we have to be so perfect in those moments, right? I don't know. Maybe this is just something that's a standard I set for myself. But anyway, just the thought of trying to push harder and keep hustling and adding so many more layers of what we consider self-care. Oh, I'm not tired. Maybe I just need to curl up on the couch and read a book. Oh, I'm not tired. Maybe I need to just plow through this exhaustion period. These layers of self-care that we keep telling ourselves are just forms of self-care. I want you to peel that back and address it. And maybe we're just masking that. Let's just think that we're doing the right thing, but indirectly what we're doing could actually be causing more harm than good. So I say all that just because I know our intention there is to feel better, but sometimes the feeling better is actually a disservice. So going back to this exhaustion piece, when we're not in the right frame or mindset is where we can be making sacrificial negotiations on our boundaries and our priorities. And we just think that we're cutting some corners and trimming the edges. But the reality is that every time we cut something, we're taking away from pieces of ourselves that could cost us, again, mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical byproducts of how we're showing up and treating ourselves. So when we're exhausted and we're just not in the right mindset, it's so very hard to make conscious decisions, and probably the best decisions in that heightened high performance peak of stress, because our body is fighting this. And so again, it's not just about doing more, but reality is sometimes it's about doing less. It's about letting go of those narratives, letting go of those ideologies, letting go of those beliefs, letting go of some of the roles and the titles. Or maybe it's just letting go of the definition of what that role or title means to you. Because a lot of times what we do, we just keep picking up the pieces that at one point had served us, but maybe they're not as beneficial or serving in this season we're in. And so sometimes we get a lot of that stuff though. And so I think for me, the big wake-up call was realizing that my body was just absolutely screaming what my mouth just couldn't even comprehend, or let alone find the words to say it. But when I did utter out this sigh and deep breath, it literally came out in the words of saying, I can't keep living like that. Like, how many times have we been at the end of our rope and we've given it all, we've tried it all, we've done the best we can, but then we're just faced with this mirror to mirror reflection that we can't keep doing this. We can't sustain this. This is not what life is supposed to be about. And so when I asked myself that, it prompted a few other questions that got me to another layer in my journey of unraveling this ball of yarn, this tangled ball of everything that is tight and wound up internally, this inner chaos. Because when life gets flipped upside down, there is nothing you can do about it. In addition to saying, I can't keep living like this, I had to ask myself, what am I carrying that isn't mine? Why am I trying to prove that I can do it all? To who? For what? What is the story that I'm telling myself about rest, about work, about my identity? And where did I learn the traits or attributes or ideas or beliefs or the narrative? Or these even unspoken expectations? Where did they come from? Was that something that somebody placed upon me that I wore as a badge of honor? Or was that something that I personally promoted myself to, thinking that if I can do it all so perfectly without a wrinkle, without a crack in that smile, without a ruffle in my feathers, then I would win. Then I would be noticed. Then I would be worthy. Right? You see the pattern here. I'm just sharing this stuff in real time, and I'll be honest, like, this is just pages out of my notebook. Because I want to bring in this example. I want to bring in the parallels. And this is why I always use myself as the example, because if I can't be real with myself, then I can't be real with you. And I think that that is the biggest point that I'm trying to make here, is that we have to face our own reflections in the mirror and get to the root and the heart of what is actually going on. And so again, kind of bring this to the beginning of this conversation, when I just would wake up so drained and so exhausted, I would take inventory. What did I do? How did I get here? Like I said, I went to bed early. I reset my nighttime routine. I was ensuring that I was getting ample amount of sleep, anywhere between 6 to 9 hours. For me, it's roughly 7 to 8 is where I find that I'm best rested at. But again, these vary. Because while we're dealing with so much internally, it comes out in our everyday lives. And so asking myself these questions put a pause into everything, and it made me look at things from a whole different perspective. And as much as it was, you know, quite hard, to be honest, to answer these questions, like, who wants to admit that, you know, you're lacking in areas, or that what you're doing isn't working, or that you had spent all this time and energy into trying to better yourself only to find out that that betterment served its purpose, but it's not current and relevant in the season you're currently in. And so when I realized all this and these answers that were so hard to admit, honestly, it's like I had to look at this and say, well, you know, I'm carrying grief. I'm carrying loss. I'm carrying pressures and expectations. And deep down, it's kind of afraid, because like, what if I stopped? What if I stopped trying? What if I stopped doing? What if I just stopped, insert whatever verb, then what? And then when I asked myself that and I had to answer it, because everything would fall apart. Do you see the connection here? I'm trying to bring this full circle in real time, so I hope you're hanging with me here. When I had to get so real and raw and unfiltered in a place where I could be 100% vulnerable with myself, when it was just me and myself in that reflection, and if I couldn't admit the truth to myself, then who am I pretending to be, and who am I actually wanting to? And so those pieces didn't align with my core integral values, and it's not a part of who I am. And so that's where there was a big disconnect, because the who I am isn't the who I am being. Do you see what I'm saying here? And so when I'm having this heart-to-heart, honest conversation with myself, the biggest piece was admitting that, no, I can't. And that's a hard pill for me to swallow, because I don't believe in using that terminology or that verbiage or that language. I don't believe that I can't is in my everyday vocabulary. Now, of course, don't get me wrong, it's not like that doesn't exist. Clearly, if I said, well, I can't be 6 foot, clearly I can't. I will never grow an extra foot, and I can never be something or somebody I am not. But the willingness to try is a differentiator of I can versus I can't. And so when I know that I gave it my all and I gave it everything I had, the reality is that I can't. You can't sustain it. You can't become it. And you can't live this out in a season that you are not suited or fit for in this time of your journey. And so when I had to unpack it and say, okay, fine. If I can't be or do this, doesn't mean that not now. It just means later. Maybe when the mess has settled, when the chaos has subsided. Maybe later when my life isn't what feels like in shambles or ruins. Maybe later when it's better serving. Do you see what I'm saying here? We're going to put things to a side, and then we revisit them as we need to in this journey. And so I share all this because, you know, the truth is, the more women that I'm having these conversations with, not only just myself, but I'm hearing this collective mood. And again, we hear this in so many different facets of our lives. But when we talk about the high performers and the high achievers and those that are so driven for the kingdom, we know that God has a huge calling for us. We know that our assignment is so great and so big that we have to be at our very best. And so when you're sitting there just like me on these sidelines saying, dang, me too. And so I want to encourage you that when we can admit these to ourselves, that we're not capable of everything, that there are hard seasons. There's some softer seasons, the softer side of rest and recovery, and the harder seasons to go ham on everything you do. There's time in a season. And so maybe you are that strong one, the reliable one, the one people count on. And you've been telling yourself, I'll rest when things calm down. I'll take a break when I'll turn a corner. I'll make myself a priority when everyone else gets taken care of. But things never really calm down. We never achieve that next milestone. We never turn the corner, and we never really put ourselves first. It takes sometimes this deep aha reflective moment to say, hey, listen, what I intended or started was meant for the betterment of myself. But here I am, exhausted and just wondering why. Does it even matter? But the truth is, all of it does. You matter. Your motives matter. Your intentions matter. But it's just that tiny little pivot that just says, maybe I tipped over into more than I can handle. And let's peel the layers back and let some of that stuff go. So again, this isn't just about another Me Too story, because we can Me Too on a lot of things. But the Me Too is the permission to hold that same mirror that I'm holding to myself to you. And give yourself that nod and say, hey, listen, it is what it is. Let's move on. And so I want to leave this episode with something that you can take away, something that's a practical and apply into your everyday life today. And so here's what's actually helped me. Number one, start with a small, simple pause. Take 5 minutes. That's it. Just sit in silence. Step outside. Just breathe. Just make sure there's no phone, there's no multitasking, there's no devices or tabs or anything that would take your attention away. And just notice what you are feeling. Notice the sounds, the sights, the feeling on your skin, the smell in the air. And how do you feel? You see, it's really just that simple and so powerful. That's the power of being in the now. I want you to feel in this very present moment, tap into all five of your senses and watch your inner world settle. There's a calmness about it. Number two, name the real weight. Instead of just saying, I'm tired, what does that even mean? Ask yourself, what's draining me? What is making me feel so tired? Name that feeling. Is it the constant overthinking? A conversation that you're avoiding? Or a conversation you already had that you're playing on repeat in your head thinking, should I have said that? Did I make a fool of myself? Did I make a great impression? Does that person like me? So we can have a whole narrative conversation on a conversation that we may or may not have already had. And so the pressure to be everything for everyone, that's taxing. What we got to do is start naming the things, the people, the places, everything that's taken up our time and attention. And when we just look back and give our identities and names to the things, it takes away its power. It takes away that control. And so I want to encourage you to number three, refill from the inside out. So for me, that means journaling, walking, praying, reminding myself that I don't have to carry it all alone. And for you, it might start with journaling your thoughts or just voice memoing them if you don't like to write. Just grab your phone, turn on the voice memo. And I like to do what I call a verbal dump. I do a written dump sometimes. I do a verbal dump. It just has to come out of you. And so you find an outlet, a medium, that energy that is pent up, those emotions, those thoughts, they're taking up bandwidth. And if we don't have a place to dump them, they will continue to live inside of us, taking up so much room and fighting for our time and attention. And we wonder why energetically we're so exhausted. So journaling or voice memoing, you can just keep it simple. Start with one thing you're grateful for before bed. Or verbal dump what is going on in your life. Just voice it out. Sometimes we just vent. We just need somebody to listen to. And maybe we don't have a person that's available or perhaps a trusted friend that we can confide in. Whatever that looks like for you, take that voice memo and just verbally speak to it. Because if the one person you're actually speaking to is present, which is yourself, the message will be received. So these small shifts all help to reset your mind and your heart. And then fourth, give yourself permission. Just give yourself permission to rest. And when I say rest, I want to clarify, this doesn't mean just chilling on the couch doing nothing or Netflixing and chilling or doom scrolling on your phone. When I talk about rest, it means physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual rest. It's in this quiet time. But as we give ourselves permission to rest, we're also giving ourselves permission to say no. Permission to not always have it together. And that one, man, sometimes that one's the hardest one because we don't want to look like a hot mess. I mean, who wants to hang around Hot Mess Express all the time, right? It's, you know, we compose ourselves in a way that we want to be presentable. We want to be taken serious. We want to be accepted. We want to be liked. We want to be noticed. We want to be loved. We want to be appreciated. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with any of that. These are human desires and human wants and needs. And if you're human, you are deserving of every bit of those. But the moment you stop tying your worth to your productivity, it's the moment you start to actually breathe again. And that, my friend, is huge, because here's what I know. When you're exhausted, you're not just tired. You're disconnected from yourself, from others, and from God. And the world doesn't need more burned out women running on fumes, claiming and proclaiming. It needs women who are alive, awake, present, caring. And we don't get there by hustling harder. We don't get there by trying to prove our worth. We get there by simply allowing ourselves to be still, to breathe. Allowing yourself that space to heal, to reconnect, to refresh and rest. A space where you can connect with who you are and whose you are. And that is a space that you can give yourself permission to just be. And so if this conversation hits home in any area, and you know you need a reset, this is why I created a simple tool for moments just like this. And it's called the 10-Minute Identity Reset. That's it. 10 minutes. It'll walk you through pausing, breathing, and realigning when life feels so heavy and you're running on empty, exhausted, and barely holding it together. And of course, you can grab your free guide in the show notes below. So think of it as me handing you permission to stop proving, stop striving, and just be. Again, I don't have all the answers, but I do know this. You don't have to keep living exhausted. You don't have to keep striving to be somebody we're not. And you don't have to have it all together perfectly. We can be cracked and fractured, but also healing and whole. We could choose a different rhythm. You can put something down today that you were never meant to carry. And you could find rest that actually refills you. So here's my challenge this week. Choose one pause. Just one. Whether it's 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, just pick up where you left off and don't stop. Notice what happens. Take inventory. How do you feel mentally, emotionally, spiritually? And then, of course, physically, your body will let you know. But we shouldn't wait till our body sounds the alarm to check in turn. But I can promise you that when you start noticing these small changes and these small little whispers, that is your soul crying out with joy to be seen, to be appreciated, and to know that you can finally give her the same love, care, and attention that you've given to everyone else. And so if this episode spoke to you, please share it with somebody who needs this. Remember, you and I are not meant to do this alone. So until next time, keep walking confidently in who you are and who you are becoming. Take care.
Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.